is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Bledisloe Cup is back. Wallabies versus All Blacks, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're joined by Melbourne Premiership star Charlie Spargo.
The D's are back to their winning ways, and this man is reaping the rewards.
Great teamwork. Spargo around the body from 30. It's party time for the Demons.
Before Melbourne's massive clash with Collingwood, please welcome Charlie Spargo.
Hey, one of our favourites has been for a long time, and where's he from? Plays Rabbits Bartholomew.
Dunga and Aubrey.
That's where he comes from, Spargs. Welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
You're always going to play footy. I'm just having a look at this. I love this with Paulie's old man, of course, who played at North Melbourne.
On the oath he did.
Grandfather played. His great-grandfather. And great-uncle. Geez, you're always going to play footy. There's nothing else, was there, Charlie boy?
Yeah, that's right. Paul was pushing me along from a young age. Yeah, I've heard it. Every time I sort of do an interview now over the last sort of 3 years, the fourth generation thing always gets mentioned. So
it's good.
Yeah, it's getting rinsed. It's good.
Very proud. Rinsed. Just speaking about Paul, because I don't know if he's got any memorabilia at home in his office, but Paul and I played for the year six we were, Jim.
Yes.
State team.
Oh, Bill's making it about himself.
Yeah. Is it up to Darwin?
Well, no, we played regionals up there, right? And then we got picked in the New South Wales team. Guess where?
Have been hard.
No, it was bloody tough.
Back in those days, it would have been eight players for New South Wales.
Guess where they played?
Where?
Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Aubrey.
They did not.
We did. We played, but we did go to Darwin. That was good fun. Does he ever talk about that over the kitchen table?
Yeah, he never mentioned Aubrey. I know he went to Darwin 1 year. He said he swapped jumpers with Gilbert McCadden, which was his favourite stories is pretty cool, but I didn't realise he didn't travel far. I remember I was in a team once and we went to Sydney and we used to go to Sydney every second week, so I was a bit flat about that as well.
Well, I remember at Darwin when we did play up there, there was these big boys, beards and everything. They reckon they lost all their ID.
Right.
Cyclone Tracy, Jim.
Really?
So I reckon they were 25, 26 playing against us.
Of course they were.
They were huge, mate.
Where do you get your zip from, Sparks? Because the old man, well, you know that he and my brother played together, but he wasn't quick. So yeah, where do you get it from?
I hear that Dad was quite slow.
he was.
I think, so Bobby, my grandpa, he ran in a stall gift.
Oh.
And Bobby's dad, the chief, as I know him, never met him, but
Bob Senior again.
Yes, known as the chief. He was also quite quick as well. So jeez. I think it's Skip Dad.
What is he up to, the old boy? Nice, last time I spoke to him, they'd bought a bloody Winnebago, he and Kate.
No.
And were driving around. Are they still doing that?
Yeah, that's right. He grew the hair out and tanned up and was a bit of a free spirit for, I think it was 2020 and 2021.
Good.
They still get in the RV every now and then, but he's got a job this year. He's he's working for Clontarf, which is like a program that sort of fosters Indigenous kids and their growth and development. And so they've just started one up in Aubrey, which is it's good. He's enjoying it.
It's a brilliant program.
Pretty rewarding.
By the way, Jared Neesham is the head of it. It's actually an extraordinary program to get young Indigenous people through school, Bill, using football as a lure to keep them at school and then go on and make something of their lives. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, he was, of course, coached Aubrey up there, which was just a powerhouse, weren't they, up there in the ovens of Murray footy?
Yeah, that's right. I think, when did he start? I wasn't alive for his first stint. They went pretty well then, but I've heard a lot of stories about it. And then I think when I was about 9 years old, he went back to the Tigers and they won a few more flags. Yeah, so
exactly.
Yeah. Very good sort of era for the club.
They get down and watch much. They come down to the games in Melbourne,
park the van out in the car park.
Dad and mum probably come down every second week. My brother and sister are down here as well. So
Abe,
they probably come. Yeah. Abe, as you guys know, Abe.
How's Abe going?
Yeah. Abe's good. He's got a job at, I think it's at a competitor, 3AW now.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, he's working in sales. So
good on him.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
He helped us out here, didn't he?
Bloody oath
he used to make the wrong coffee and tea, but he was good. We like
him. I'm not surprised by that.
So, mate, back on track Friday night. I was over there. It was back to what Melbourne looked like in 2021. Manic pressure, no ability for Freo to move the ball at all. You had the game on your terms almost from the first second.
Yeah, that's right. I think what we sort of spoke about going into the game last week was being more ruthless. Like, you look at a lot of our games this year, we've had leads of sort of four or five goals. And sort of that spot where we could put them away and extend the lead and sort of put the game to bed, but we just haven't done that. So it was good last week to sort of, you know, get out early, as you said, and then hold on to it and extend the lead. So, yeah, that's something we're trying to do. Like, it sounds very cliche, but we haven't really had many four-quarter games this year besides that and probably Brisbane and GWS as well. So it was good.
Certainly back in town. How do you go with the small forward role? Do you have goals, tackles or rundowns? Or what do you do? Because it can be a very hard position to play, Charlie Spargo.
Yeah, it can be starvation corner at times, depending on how the game's sort of being played. I don't enjoy playing down at DMHBA because the wings are small and you can't really get
it. No one enjoys it down there, Spargo.
I don't know. Probably the wrong person to say that to.
It's beautiful down there.
Not a footballer outside of Geelong enjoys going there for that express reason.
Yeah, but it's, you know, sort of we do a good job internally at Melbourne of recognising people who work really hard and don't necessarily get a lot of the ball but perform a crucial role for the team. So whilst, you know, you probably don't get the nourishment in terms of possessions, everyone's very grateful for the work you do, whether it's applying pressure, opening up space for others or being damaging with the ball when you do get it.
Tough spot, Jim.
Do you ever wander back into the huddle and just say to a couple of the boys in the forward half, this is what I look like?
Yeah, any
now,
chance?
I was wide open at the top of the square.
I think he's too small.
Frittata and maybe Coz and a few that have just put a flamethrower to your Sparks.
Yeah, every now and then I do open my mouth and say something. If you actually go behind the goals, you'll see me. Because they clearly can't hear me sometimes. I actually jump around like an idiot when I'm calling for the ball off people. And Troy Chaplin's cut some edits up and shown me a few times. So I get a bit of stick from him. I start jumping around like an idiot. But oh no. So it's a
give
tough
it up.
One.
He's giving.
If you're in the best spot, Sparks, they should nourish you with a little Joe the Goose.
I playing with our forward line. I love playing with them.
Well, we're going to ask you about whether a big member of your forward line is going to be playing Friday night. We'll do that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I reckon I'm being paid unders.
We're joined by Charlie Spargo from the Melbourne Footy Club ahead of a huge Friday night game against the Pies.
Exactly right. We'll talk about that very shortly and about Ben Brown. But with Premiership medal, where is it right now?
It is hanging on some sort of hanging thing, hanging apparatus.
Right.
Next to the TV at home, just above where our dog sits. Yeah, I don't want to bring it back down to Melbourne because I'm scared someone will be over at my house and touch it and grab it and put it in the wrong spot. So I've let Mum look after it.
Oh, well, they'd get great pleasure out of it anyway, Sparks.
Yeah. It'd be a nice thing to wake up to every morning.
Did you take the Premiership Cup up to Wodonga and Albury? Did you head up there with it?
Yeah. So I had a little crew to see in Melbourne and then went up to Albury for a day, which was good. Got all my close friends and family up onto the decking at Albury. It was a beautiful day. Had a few drinks and in and around the sort of the decking and a couple of beers out of the cup for my cousins as well. But that was a pretty special time. Then took it down to Albury Footy Club the next morning just for all the Melbourne supporters up in Albury.
We had Angus turn up to our joint with it. I don't know which day after the grand final it was, but he fronted up with it.
Yeah.
And all the cousins and nephews and every bastard came to the house, which was exactly the whole point. But Spargs, as he walked out the front, to then get in his car, I think he was then going to another house with it.
Yeah.
Neighbours, people from opposition streets, next suburbs, they all started pulling up with their cameras and Melbourne supporters. How the hell did they find out it was at our joint?
Yeah, word gets around quickly. I remember Mum was saying on the night of the grand final, which I think it may have still been locked down in Albury, I can't remember, but about 50 or 20 to 30 people from up the street who Mum didn't really know. They turns out they're Melbourne supporters. They've rocked up on the door with a slab of beers, a bottle of wine, and come into Ham's home. So my house in Albury ended up being one big party till about 3 a.m. I think.
Good. It was in Hobart yesterday. So it's still doing the rounds.
Still going around?
I think everyone at the club sort of gets gets like even admin staff over the road at the MCG. They all get one day with it, which is pretty cool.
It has its own diary. So you got to book it in and bring it back. I took it to Swan Hill once.
Well, how did you have it?
Yeah, well, because I'm a Premiership supporter. I took it up there and I gave it to some blokes and an hour later, it'd gone.
They stole the Premiership
I had to run
cup.
Around to security guard. Don't let anyone out. We've got to find this bloody cup. Oh, I was in trouble. Hey, now tell us, Friday night footy, what about this one here? MCG, if you don't mind. Melbourne second, take on Collingwood third. Collingwood 10 in a row. It's going to be a beauty, Charles.
Yeah, it's. I was speaking to someone about this morning. I don't know if many footy fans will be able to remember a sort of a game between Collingwood and Melbourne. Obviously, exception is the Queen's Birthday game, but sort of this sort of stakes in terms of finals position between, you know, two pretty big clubs on a Friday night. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Everyone's ready for a big game, big crowd.
Speaking of big, Benny Brown back
big
in.
Benny Brown, yeah, big fella. So, had a couple of weeks off resting his knee. So, yeah, going to be good to have a sort of strong presence. They smashed us in the air last time, Collingwood. So, be good to have a tall person in there sort of marking or bringing it to ground.
And the Chompers, Jimmy Harms. Yes. Now, I know number 10 with the helmet on just slid into the centre bounce Friday night and had it 10 times to quarter time. So he'll be saying, that's where I belong. And then Chompers will be coming back saying, that's where. Who wins that battle?
Yeah, look, I think it's just a little bit stiff for Harmsy. You know, he sort of got concussed at the wrong week, and we played really well last week. So a little bit tough for him to sort of slot straight back in, but. You know, he'll be a presence off the bench, big Chompers, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I can use that one. I might use that.
Chompers.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves being called Chompers. And tell us about your host, the annual round for Reach this week. Tell us about that, Charles.
Yeah, it's really, really great sort of cause. We had a bit of a talk about it in our pre-game meeting this morning, and Jim Stein's like just an incredible person and really a pioneer in terms of the mental health space. Mm-hmm. And Reach obviously sort of was created to help young people sort of harness their mental health and find a sense of self. So I know Maxi Gorn's massive on as well, and he's been doing work with them for over 10 years. So for a big game like this to sort of help propel that into the public eye is really good and one that we're all supporting.
Be like Jim, it is, Jim.
No, it's wonderful. Reach do incredible work.
Invest in young Australians. Consider donating $11, that's what Jim Stein's number was, to Reach to help shape a generation of young people to thrive.
Jim was the president of Melbourne when I was at North Melbourne and the great Stephen Kernahan was at Carlton.
Wow.
And there were some very cerebral people in the room, including commissioners, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we used to sit just over in the corner,
the
Sparks.
Boys.
And when things were said, we used to look at each other, all three of us, and go, you got any understanding of what that meant?
Yeah.
And Jimmy used to go, no.
Jim, no.
He was a legend, Jimmy Steins, one of the nicest blokes any of us have ever met.
Yep. Hey, and a great football.
Oh, no, nuts football. Yeah. A pioneer, as Sparks said, not only with Reach, but also for the Irish cause, really. I mean, he was nuts. Sparks, great seeing the club back at its best. This is a huge game Friday night and a big run into the finals. We wish you well for everything that's coming up.
Thanks, lads.
Charlie Spargo on the Rush Hour. D's fans, make sure you head to the G tomorrow night and you can donate to Reach at reach.org.au/gym.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Experience one of the oldest rivalries in world rugby, Wallabies versus All Blacks. The Bledisloe Cup is back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Don't miss out.